Parsha Semor presents a whole panorama of so many different aspects of Shabbos and Yom Tov Shem over Shabbos as well. We'll have a chance to discuss many of the mitzvahs of the Parsha. But one stunning hara is that it mentions many of the karbanos that are brought during the time of Yom Tov. Sugyas that we learn in Daf Yabei, Sugyas in Daf Yates, and it mentions a common link between the Yom Tov of Pesach and that of Shavuos, and that is the matir of the Tefuah HaChadasha. There the Mishnah tells us in Menachos and Daf Samaches Mabeis that you bring the Minchas HaOmer on the second day of Pesach, you bring the Shtei Alechem on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and the purpose again is to be matir the no Tefuah. The Omer is matir the Tefuah in the Medina, and the Shtei Alechem is matir the no Tefuah in the Mikdash. That's how the Torah describes. Vikravtem mincha chadash l'Hashem. You're going to offer it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore do that on Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem. That is considered to be the mincha chadash. And there's a parallel when it comes to outside of Beis HaMikdash, there is Nisra of chadash. You're going to offer the mincha sa'omer, and the mincha sa'omer will serve again to be matir. So in that sense, that no doubt there is a common link. There are two different materium, one outside of Mikdash, one in Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the Mincha Somer and Shtei Lechem are brought. Clearly, both are mentioned in Parshas Emor. If you're interested in determining the timing of these Menachos, Pesach, and Shavuos, when you fast forward to Parshas Pinchas, somewhat surprising, there, one would expect that this should be included in Parshas Pinchas, and the answer is, really, it's only partially true, only half true. After all, the Shtei Alechem is mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, but there is no reference to the Mincha Somer. And that no doubt is striking. Mincha Omer is found in Parshas Emor and Parshas Ra'eg, and Parshas Pinchas, the Parsha of the Karbanos Aregel, may be somewhat surprising that the Mincha Somer is not at all present. The fact that that is true, seemingly, would result in the following conclusion. But we have to bear out, is that indeed the case? You know, that clearly, if I were to ask you, what is the purpose of these two menachos? Number one is lahatir. That certainly is true. But I'll ask you the following. To what extent would one assume that the Mincha Somer and the Shtei Alechem are considered to be karbanos harega? To what extent are they considered to be the karbanos harega? If I want to look at the parsha of karbanos harega, oh, there I look in Parshas Pinchas. We pointed out, you know, in the past that, you know, there's several parshios that deal with the theme of Yom Tov. Parshas Emor deals with all the mitzvos, the chiyuv that we fulfill on the time of Yom Tov itself. And Parshas Pinchas, that defines for us what we call our Pidin HaKarbanos HaRegel. And Parshas Ra'eh, there we speak about Aliyah HaRegel, and the mitzvah of Simcha, and the Birchas Mo'adecha. Each Parsha has its place in holistically describing the essence of what a Yom Tov is supposed to be. So therefore, if I were to ask you that what are our obligations during the window of Yom Tov, of course that's in Parshas Emor. But what exactly is included in Karbanos HaRegel? The fact that the Omer is omitted and the Shtei Alechem is found, that seems to point to a very, very important hara, that seemingly the Shtei Alechem is considered to be part of the Karbanos HaRegel of Shavuos, and the Mincha Somer does not have that status of the Karbanos HaRegel of the Yom Tov of Pesach. So if that really is true, the purpose of the Mincha Somer is Lahatir. When it comes to the Shtei Alechem, perhaps indeed there are two elements, two dinim. Number one, it's Matir Yisrael Chadosh, that certainly is true. But number two, above and beyond that, it's considered to be part of the Karbanos HaRegel of the Yom Tov of Shavuos itself. So simply looking at what is included and excluded from the Parsha, that seems to be a fascinating commonality but distinction between Minchas Omer and Shtei Alechem. There is a comment to the Birkei Yosef. Birkei Yosef is found in Siman Tov Tzadi, where the Birkei Yosef writes, isn't it somewhat surprising that when we daven Musaf, we mention the Karbanos HaRegel? So interesting, the Birkei Yosef reads as a tzarachim that Amai lo arminan misfei biyom hazel korban haomer. How come when it comes to Musaf on the second day of Pesach, we don't mention in Tfilas Musaf the Minchas Omer? We say yes, Musaf, that certainly is true, there are Musafim, but we don't say it Musfei in order to include the Minchas Omer. Whatever the answer is, you know what the answer seems to be, forget about the why question, the what question. Tfilas Musaf is the Tfilah of Karbanos HaRegel. And therefore, if you're going to ask me what is or not included in the Tfilah of Karbanos HaRegel, you know what the answer is? Parshas Pinchas. If in Parshas Pinchas the Shtei Lechem is included, that belongs in Tfilas Musaf. If in Parshas Pinchas the Minchas Somer is not mentioned, that doesn't belong in Tfilas Musaf. So not only is it a diuk in the Parsha, but in Chazal or Koveya the Tfila, the fact that this was included and this was not included, that's quite indeed Medea. And perhaps that's evident even from the following. When you look in the Sugya and Erech and Adafiyah, the Gemara that we discussed earlier, there the Gemara points out, when is it that we recite Hallel? And the Gemara there is bothered. Is bothered that why is there a difference between Pesach as opposed to Sukkot? When it comes to Sukkot, each and every day is a Hallel Shalem. When it comes to Pesach, that certainly is not true. The first day, yes, a Hallel Shalem, the balance, Chol HaMoed, and the Chiddush, even the last days of Yontif, is only considered to be a Chatzi Hallel. And there are a couple of Gemaras that address this. At least one Gemara, maybe two Gemaras. At least one Gemara that's clear. That's Erech and Daf Yud. The Gemara says there's a fundamental difference. Look at the Karbanos. Sukkot, each and every day is a different Karban. That's called Chalukin B'Karbanoseihem. Oh, in such a case, you know what? That requires a Hallel Shalem each and every day. Not true when it comes to Pesach. There, in Chalukin B'Karbanoseihem, after all, the same carbon is continued and brought in such a case, therefore it doesn't generate the new chiyuv of Hallel. Well, the Gemara Megillah, when it discusses why is it that on Shisha Pesach we don't recite Hallel, interesting, there the Gemara discusses something else, but the question is not really the same. Erech and Daf Yud is why we don't recite Hallel. The Sugya Megillah Daf Yud is talking about something else, the Malachi Hasharis. Was it appropriate for the Malachim to recite Hallel at the Shisha Pesach, at the time of Kriyas Yamsu? And that's the known Gemara of Masa Yaday Tova Bayam, the Temam Mshira. What do you mean? That the Mitzvah were destroyed. It's not an appropriate time for the Malachim to be reciting Shira. Does that have any relevance to us? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Now, Pasha Rishonim, the Gemara, there were two different questions. Erechin is why we? And Megillah is dealing with the Mila Dishmaya, the Malachim in Shamayim. When is the appropriate time to recite Shira, and when is the appropriate time not to? But our Gemara is straightforward. Erech and Daf Yud, isn't that clear? The difference between Pesach and Sukkot is Chalukin, but Karban Oseihem. Why indeed should that make a difference? Chalukin or Ein Chalukin, but Karban Oseihem. You know, the Ramban writes in Shoresh Rishon, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Ramban writes the most fundamental Shoresh. Sefer HaMitzvos can only include Dinim Daraisa. That's Torah Tzivlan Moshe. And the Rambam is surprised because the Halachos Gedolos includes, not many, but includes a handful of mitzvos drabanan, entire mitzvos. So how is that possible? How can you include a handful of mitzvos drabanan? And the Rambam centers around Hallel. Hallel is only a din drabanan. And how is it possible that the Bahag indeed counts Hallel? We discussed this before Pesach, no? Ramban writes, oh, maybe Hallel really is a chiyuv, a kiyum, a mitzvah daraisa. What's its source? Oh, maybe one possibility is Ilchasa, Halacha Moshe Nisinai. Oh, that's a fascinating issue. Can you include Halacha Moshe Nisinai in Sefer HaMitzvos? But that's not Shoresh Rishon. Shoresh Rishon is simply Dinim D'Rabbanan. Shoresh Sheni will discuss beyond that. Or the Ramban writes that, look, that Hallel is part of the mitzvah Simcha. How can you envision Simcha without Shevach Ba'odah? So if there is a chiyuv of Simcha, and Simcha is a mitzvah daraisa, so in such a case, Hallel, which is part of that, is also a din daraisa. And that's the Chiddush the Ramban, that Hallel and Yantif a din daraisa according to the Bahag, because it's part of the mitzvah of Simcha. If I argue it's part of the mitzvah of Simcha, so therefore what's the default position, the Muskel Rishon? Should there be Hallel on Pesach and Shavuos? You know what the answer is? Absolutely yes. I would say the starting point is that, of course, there should be Hallel. Rosh Chodesh, I would tell you, is like the opposite, no? On Rosh Chodesh, we recite a Chatzi Hallel. On the balance of the days of Pesach, we recite a Chatzi Hallel. But the question is really the opposite. When it comes to Pesach, the question is, why don't you recite a full Hallel? When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, the question is, why do we even recite a Chatzi Hallel? But there's a mitzvah of Simcha and Rosh Chodesh that should demand Hallel. So, very, very different questions. Ooh, for example, the Ramban Shita, even if one doesn't make a bracha on the Chatzi Hallel of Rosh Chodesh, you are going to make a bracha on the Chatzi Hallel of Shari Me'a Pesach, because after all, there the Chiv of Hallel is clear. That's a function of the mitzvah of Simcha. Oh, we can ask that why is it that it's not a more than that? Halan Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. And therefore, what we discussed not so long ago. Now, do you recite a bracha on minhagim? What's the difference between Halan Rosh Chodesh, which is a machlokas, the Rabbah Matosas, as opposed to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galios, where everybody agrees you recite a bracha, even though Dalud Mabez, minhag avosinu v'yadenu? And how is that different from Hoshanos, Sukkotaf Mem Dalid, where it's a minhag and no one recites a bracha? Now, we have three different categories, right? Cases of minhagim where there is no bracha, cases of minhagim where there is absolutely a bracha, and cases of minhagim where indeed there is such a machlokas rishonim. When it comes, for example, to a chatzi hala, a few weeks ago, no? Oh, that was that Tosus Rid, right? Sukkotaf Mem Dalid. When yes, when no. Okay, an important deal. The starting point is, of course, you should recite halal on Pesach. After all, a mitzvah simcha. So why is the Gemara like so surprised? Oh, you know what the answer is? No. Rav Chaim assumed the question is not, is there a chi? Of course there's a chi of halal. The question is the following. I begin Pesach, I recite halal. I recited a full halal. Is that enough? You mean the halal has to be expressed each and every day? Or can I argue, when a person begins the yantif and says, halal, I'm covered, there's coverage. That halal is able to cover the entire week of the yantif, the Kedusha Sayom. You know what that should depend on? Oh, what's the relationship between day one and day two of yantif? Is it seamless or is it not? Is it seamless or, if it's seamless, you know what, maybe I can argue that today's halal covers tomorrow. If it's not seamless, if each day has an independent Kedusha, in such a case, what does today's halal have to do with tomorrow? How do I determine the relationship between one day of Yantif and another? Oh, that was the Chiddush of Chaim. You know what? Well, let's take a look at the Karbanos HaRegel. If the Karbanos HaRegel are seamless, whoa, you know, that's an indication that I'll view all of Yantif as one entity, and therefore the halal shalem of the beginning of Pesach will carry you through. Like Karban HaSaregel. You don't have to bring this carbon every day. You bring it on Yom Tov, that carries you through. Mashenkin, if there are going to be different chiyuvei karban, ein chalukim b'karban haseyin, chalukim b'karban haseyin, you know, my God, they're detached. And therefore, that really is true. They're compartmentalized. So, how does today's halal cover the next halal? That's how Rav Chaim understood the Chiddush. No, chalukin ein chalukin b'karban haseyin. The question is, what is the relationship between day one and day two, day two, day three, day three and day four? Wow, that's an important ad kedei kach that Rav Chaim assumed a Chiddush. Let's say a person, for whatever reason, didn't recite a halal shalem on the first day of Pesach. Guess what? He's obligated to say a halal shalem on the second day, the third day, the fourth day. What do you mean? Kfar niftar? He already did. No, he didn't. So, enochinami? Oh, imagine a bachar bar mitzvah. His bar mitzvah is on Chol HaMoed, so you'll give him a fascinating psak. He should say a halal shalem. No? Because up until now, he did not have a chiyuv of halal at all. And maybe that's the lumdus of chalukin in ein chalukin of karban haseyin. That's a chiddush Rav Chaim. I would just add the following. That chiddush Rav Chaim is obviously against the Gemara. Obviously against the Gemara, but maybe not. No? Obviously against the Gemara, the following sense. The Gemara says, Erech and Dafyud. Really, whenever there's special karbanos, you have to say halel. Harei Shabbos. Harei Shabbos. Shabbos has special karbanos, and there's no chiv of halel. What in the world is the Gemara's question, according to Rav Chaim? No. The question of chalukin and chalukin karban haseyin is just, is there a hemshech, or is there not? Is it seamless, or is it compartmentalized? So, Harei Shabbos what? Shabbos what? You mean on Friday I said halel? And am I yotze with Friday's halal on Shabbos? Obviously not. No? How can you understand the Gemara in that way? No? The Gemara says Rei Shabbos. No? So I will tell you that kasha of the Gemara is completely against Rav Chaim. No? Okay. You know what the answer is? What's the teretz of the Gemara? How does the Gemara answer that question? The Gemara says, Shabbos lo ikve moed. Shabbos isn't a yantif. Shabbos, you know what I will tell you? That's exactly the teretz according to Rav Chaim. It's not a halachin chalukin and ein chalukin. If it was just objectively, is there a new carbon? Shabbos is a good kash? No, the answer is moed. How do you view the series of days of moed? Do you view them seamlessly or not? And Shabbos is not called a moed, so that's not relevant. I think Reb Chaim would just simply argue, Enoch and Ami is true. The kash of the Gemara Shabbos was assuming that chaluk and chalukin per se, that's the Mechayiv. Once the Gemara answers, no, we're talking about what is or is not Ikrei Moed, that's the question. Is each day independently Ikrei Moed? Or as a sequence, it's Ikrei Moed? And that is the term of chaluk and chalukin, but Karban Osayin. That's like a fascinating possibility, understanding the Gemara. Oh, so that's what the Ramban writes, that realize that Chatzi Hallel of Pesach is really Mikr Hadin, Mikr Hadin. It's just a question of, you know, to what extent one can rely on the Hallel Shalom of yesterday. On Rosh Chodesh, if there's no Chiyuv of Simcha, so therefore, in its entirety, it's only considered to be that which is a Minan. Okay? Okay? Let me ask you a very, very simple question. What about the second day? The second day of Pesach? For us, we say a full halal. Yeah, not Mikar Hadin. Eretz Yisrael Halal Shalom is one day. The second day not. The second day not. Why in the world? No? That's the 16th of Nisan? You offer the Minchas Omer. Offering the Minchas Omer is not Chalukim Bekarban Oseyan. It's not Chalukim Bekarban Oseyan. So you know what the answer is, especially in light of this background. It's not a halacha of Chalukim or in Chalukim. And the question is as follows, that what is the relationship, the sequence between one day of Yantif and the next day of Yantif? That's determined by Chalukin and Chalukin, Karban Oseyin. You know what I would add to it? If you want to demonstrate that, you know what, Chalukin and Karban Oseyin, guess what? It has to be Karban Oseregel. It has to be Karban Oseregel. You want to determine whether this is a Yantif Bifnei Atzmo. Karbanos. What Karbanos? Karbanos that are considered to be Karban Oseregel. In another word, karbanos that are found in Parshas Pinchas. And if the Minchas Omer is not found in Parshas Pinchas, and the Minchas Omer is not mentioned in Tfilas Musa, you know what? In Achinami, there is a Chiyuv, it's Balahatir, but it is not considered to be part of Karbanos HaRegel, and therefore, it's not mentioned in Tfilah, it's not mentioned in the Parsha, and therefore, it's not relevant to Chalukah and Chalukah, but Karbanos HaYen. That requires Karbanos, Karbanos HaRegel. So what you find in the parsha is some of in terms of tefillah, and I would suggest that's the thrust of that sugya erichin and daf yud. Any other indication of that possible split? When you look in the Rambam, in Ochos Klei Amikdash, in Perek Dal, the Rambam tells you the following, like the history of the rotation of the Kohanim when it comes to Avodas Amikdash. Avodas Amikdash. The Rambam writes that realized that Shmuel HaNavi, Dovid HaMelech, they instituted various mishmaras. There were 24 different mishmaras, and each mishmar was served for a week, and the mishmar was divided into bateyavos. That was the classic rotation of the avodas, avodas hamikdash. So the Rambam writes the following. What exactly does that mean? That these kohanim served during that window of time. What would happen, for example, if it's Yantif? If it's Yantif, do you really mean to say that, you know what, during Yantif, only that rotation would indeed serve? And no other coin was entitled to during the time of Yantif? Oh, so the Rambam writes the following, no? Realize there was this whole rotation, that certainly is true, but you know what, when it comes to the case of Yantif, what do you mean? Kol ha-mishmaros shavim beregel. Kol ha-mishmar shavim regel. Then every mishmar is equal. They all participate. Well, and you can't go ahead and say that, you know what, that, oh, you have to go to the kohanim of that mishmar kavua. Well, and therefore, v'chol shiyavo min ha-kohanim beregel, v'ratza lavod, ovid v'chalik imahem. Yantif is an open time. Yantif is an open time. Oh, but then the Rambam continues. Bamed v'ramamurim. When do we say the Yantif is a free-for-all? And everyone can come? The Rama's Mafurish. But Karbanos HaRegalim. When it comes to Karbanos HaRegal. When it comes to Karbanos HaRegal. But let's assume, for example, what we learned. No, Daf Yabez, Daf Yates. That, you know, Yantif, people hold the regal. And that can be an opportunity to bring other Karbanos that are unrelated to Yantif. Unrelated to Yantif. Unrelated to Yantif. Oh, so therefore, that should go to the Mishmar HaKavua. When it comes to the Karbanos HaRegel, B'med Ramamurim, the Karbanos HaRegalim. However, when it comes to the others, not true. So for example, you know what? If you're coming and you're offering a Dharma to Davos, guess what? That will go to the Mishmar Shizmano Kavu. Well, so the Rambam gives you cases. So the Rambam writes the following. For example, the Shtei Halechem Shel Atzeres. Wow. Okay, interesting. The Rambam includes the Shtei Halechem, and the Rambam does not reference the Minchas Omer. That already is Ha'ara of the Mishnah Melech. Lo Yadati, Amai Lo Kosov Gam Ken Omer Hatnufa. Why doesn't the Rambam mention that also? After all, that's offered on Shisho Sab and his son, and seemingly that should be Mischalek Lechol HaMishmaros. Well, that's the Tzarafiyun of the Mishnah Melech. According to this, perhaps that's so meduyak. This is uniquely true when it comes to the Rambam writes to Karbanos HaRegel. What is the determining factor of Karbanos HaRegel? You know what the answer is? Parshas Pinchas. And if the Shtei Halechem is included in Parshas Pinchas, that's considered to be Karbanos HaRegel. It's offered on Shavuos. The Minchas Omer, it's true, it's Machras HaShabbos, it's on the second day of Pesach, that certainly is true, but is it really considered to be part of the Karbanos HaRegel? You know what the answer is? Well, we don't mention it in Tefillah, it's not mentioned in the Parsha, it's not a Mechayev of Hallel, and therefore I'll tell you, B'dafka Nakat, that the Rambam writes, Shtei Alechem, that is Karbanos HaRegel that goes to Chol HaMishmaros, and not true when it comes to the Minchas Omer. That's like Nedar Medavos in the sense that that is not a Pesach Karban. It's true that it's bought for the purpose of the Heter Chadash and realize that indeed is the case. Wow. When Rashi describes the Menachos, the famous days, the Minchas Omer, Rashi uses the phrase, below Mishum Karban Asya. That's not typical Karban, Karban HaSaregel. But Rashi says very simply, it is simply Avod Zu Bilvad Lahatir. The purpose of the Minchas Omer is the Matzah Yisrael Chadash, but it's not considered to be the typical Karbanos, as Karbanos HaRegel, and therefore Inachinami, that these distinctions between the Minchas Omer and the Shtei Alechem, right, absolutely come to life. Rav Zsolti writes the following fascinating diuk in the Rambam as well. Both the Minchas Omer and the Shtei Alechem, They're offered from the new tefillah. They're mistaber. No? If the purpose is to be matir the new tefillah, also in such a case, the min that is used for these karbanos, these menachos, they come from the tefillah hachadasha. What happens if there is no tefillah hachadasha? You know what? That part of the whole reason for Ibur Hashanah is, you know what? Sometimes you're dealing with lunar months and solar years. You know, things can get out of kilter. Now, like, you know, the seasons aren't aligned properly. And in a chanami, you have to adjust. Conceivably, you know what? A person can be celebrating Yom Tov, and you know what? The Tefuah HaChadasha, the Chit and the Sorin, has not yet grown. What happens if you don't have Tefuah HaChadasha? That's a Sugya Menachos and Daf Pei Gimel. And there the Gemara says the following, that you know what? That if you don't have Chadash, the Tua Chadasha, you know what? That Yavo Min Ha'aliyah. You know what? You can use the old crops. You don't have the new, you can go ahead and use the old. Okay? The Chatchila, you should use the new. The Dievet, if you don't have, you can use the old, you can use last year's crops. Oh, so that's what the Rambam writes. If lo maso chadosh, yaviu min ha'aliyah. Okay? Menachos Daf Pei. But the following fascinating view. Where does the Rambam write this? Where does the Rambam write? The placement of the Rambam is so important. You know? Perek Zayin, of Hilchos Tumim Musafim, that is the perek of the Minchas Omer. And that's where the Rambam discusses all the dinim of Sfiras Omer. We pointed out in the earlier shiur on Sfiras Omer, no? L'chora, even according to the Rambam, Sfiras Omer is manazez daraisa, but it's hard to imagine that Sfiras Omer is detached from the Minchas Omer. The Pasuk says, Yom Aviyachem, How can you say that, you know what, they're unrelated? They're unrelated. The Minchas Somer and the Sfira Somer. The Rambam places the Dinei Sfira Somer in the context of Tmidim, Tumim Musafim. The Rambam writes that Sfira Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa, even without the Minchas Somer. That was the Chiddush I mentioned, B'Shem Reb Chaim, because the Rambam writes in principle you could offer the Minchas Somer even Bizman Hazeh. That's that Rambam in Perek Vav Beis Arachira, that Makrivim Karbanos Vachol Pishen Abayis Vanoi. The Rambam writes there's a Kedushas HaMikdash, and there is the ability to offer, and in principle that's called Yom HaBiyachem, because there's something unusual about the Minchas Somer and the Sfira Somer. You begin counting at night, and when you begin counting, the Minchas Somer was not even brought yet. You know what you see? You don't need the actual Hakrava, but rather, you begin counting at night, even though as of yet it was not brought. So maybe all you need is that in principle, the ability to, but not the Minchas Somer in practice. And if the Rambam holds that there's a Kedushas HaMikdash, so therefore Nachinami, that one would be able to count Sfira on a level of Daraisa, because you have that status of Yom HaViyachim. And when the Gemara says, no, Ameimar, that you know what, Sfira Somer is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, yeah, if Ameimar is assuming that's not true, you don't have the Kedushas HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh, so the best we can do is a Zeichel HaDavar, a Zeichel HaDavar. Okay, so when it comes to those halachos, the Rambam writes, realize that Minchas Somer, Sfira Somer, oh, Perek Zayin Hilchos Tumim Musafim. The next perek, jump down, Perek Ches, that's where the Rambam discusses the Shtei Halacha. The Shtei Halacha. Well, so Perek Zayin, Minchas Somer, Perek Ches, Shtei Halacha. And the Rambam writes this Chiddush, that Lomad Su Chadash, Yaviu Min Ha'aliyah. Where does the Rambam write this? The Rambam writes this in Perek Ches, Halacha Beis, of Tumim Musafim. And maybe somewhat surprisingly, not in Perek Zayin. Not in Perek Zayin. Why didn't the Rambam write this in Perek Zayin? That already is Ha'ar of the Lecha Mishnah. Amai Lo Kosov came, the Perek Zayin. Gabe Omer. No, that's the Kasha Lecha Mishnah. Why did the Rambam wait? Maybe if the Rambam said it in Perek Zayin, maybe one could argue, you know what? Okay, so I already told you this. And we discussed this at the beginning of the year, no? The Rambam writes, no, Perek Aleph of Chesiantiv, Nol de Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, the Sugis we had, Gimel Dalet, Hey, Yud Zayin, no? And all of a sudden you get to Perek Vav, when the Rambam discusses it being Masna and your Erev, Perek, no? All of a sudden, the Rambam writes, none of that applies to Bizman Hazeh. Because after all, we don't have a Sveika Diyama Bizman Hazeh. No? Because one day of Yantif is Yantif Tarais, and the second day of Yantif is Menegav Hasein of Yadeinu. Well, so you kind of wonder, why didn't the Rambam say this in Paragala? No? Like, the Rambam should have said that from the very get-go. No, no, the Bizeh is Muteris Bizeh. No, but not Bizman Hazeh. Not Bizman Hazeh. Well, that was the Chiddush we discussed, now B'Shem Ruchayim. Apparently, Mamish Bedavka Nakar. That, you know, it doesn't apply in Perek Aleph. In other words, even Bizman Hazeh, no de Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, but in Perek Vav, you can't be Masneh. And that's what we discussed at length. Why would one distinguish between those two dinim? Because Pashav Shat, it's all the same din. If it's Kedushachas, so no de Bezeh is Asur Bezeh, you can't play one day of Yantav against the next. And if it's Shtei Kedushas, then yes. And what was the whole theme of that Shia that you hazard? Not necessarily. Maybe these are two independent dinim. No de Bezeh Muteres Bezeh, no de Bezeh Asur Bezeh, as opposed to the case of being Masneh, and therefore, Bizman Hazeh incredible. In Perek Aleph, the Ram tells you the halacha. In Perek Vav, the Ram tells you halacha, that Bizman Hazeh, no de Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, even though Bizman Hazeh can be Masneh. No? That was Reb Chaim's Chiddush. Wow. No, that the earlier omission is critical. No, here, no, the earlier omission, the Rabbah, why should that be? Simple question. You don't have Chadash, can you use last year's tool? So the answer should be yes, the answer should be no. The answer is, there's a difference between the Minchas Somer and Shtei Halachim. Oh, so you know what I will tell you? Yes, yes, that's exactly the point. The Rambam understood that no Chadash, Yavim and Yashan, that's only when it comes to the Shtei Halachim, not when it comes to the Minchas Somer. Why indeed should that be true? So I would backstep and say the following. Like, what kind of halach is that? You know, ideally bring this, and if you can't bring that, like Chachila B'Dieved, Why is that exactly? Best thing is this, if not, then that. You know what I would suggest? It's not really best and second best. No, it's not l'chadchila b'dieved. You know what I'll tell you? exactly this point. Why is it so important that the Minchas Soman Shtelach can be brought from the new tefillah? You're going to tell me it's a chok? I'm going to tell you, of course it's not a chok. No, a chok. The purpose of the Menachas Omer and Shtei Alechem is to be matir the new tefillah. No? Menachas Samaches. To be matir the new tefillah. How is it matir the new tefillah? How is it matir the new tefillah? You take the new tefillah and you offer it in the Mikdash Hashem, the Menachas Omer and Shtei Alechem, and that is matir. That is matir. Like we discussed on Tuesday, no? You have the Chassid Hashem followed by the Chassid Hashem. You use it the Gavoa, and that's Matir. You use the Gavoa, and that's Matir. Okay, good, good. You're going to use last year's Tfuah. Last year's Tfuah is going to be Matir this year's crop. If the purpose of the Mincha Somer and the Shtei Alechem is to be Matir the Tfuah Chadasha, why in the world would you say, but you don't have to use Chadash? You can use Yashan. And the use of Yashan is Matir the Tfuah Chadasha. How in the world would that work? I understand. Take the new growth, take the new crop, offer this to Hashem. Like, you know, take this. Be mafir shumas and maisers. Do what you have to do, and now you can use it. Now there's a heter akri. You have the new tefillah. Use it for this, and now there's a heter. You're using last year. How does that work? So you know what I would tell you? Enoch inami. Enoch inami. To be matir the isra chadash, you need the tefillah chadasha. So if that really is true, why in the world would you say, but if you don't have Chadash, bring Yasha? You know what the answer is. Oh, what if I suggest that there are two kiyumim? There are two kiyumim in this mincha. One kiyum is lahatir. Another kiyum is this is considered to be part of the Karban al-Sarego. Part of the Karban al-Sarego. As far as the mitzvah of the Shlemusa, if you will bring this from the Tefillah Chadasha, it's a kiyum of the Karban HaSaregel, offering the Karban on the Yontif, and B, it serves as a matir. Ooh, Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas. If a person is offering the Tefillah Yeshana, in such a case, you know what? It's not serving as a matir. It's not matir the Tefillah Chadasha. It didn't come from the Tefillah Chadasha, but you'll still be able to salvage the kiyum of the Karban HaSaregel. Who says the Karban HaSaregel has to be dafka come from the new tefillah? The new tefillah. So it's not just the chavchil b'diavad. There are two kiyumim. One kiyum can be accomplished by offering the old grain, and one cannot, and one cannot. If that really is lamdas, I'll tell you, whoa, then it makes perfect sense to distinguish between the Mincha Somer and the Shtei Alechem. If the Mincha Somer is just balahatir, and it's not found in Parshas Pinchas because it's not Karban HaSaregel, why would you be offering the Mincha Samar from last year's Tfuah? The purpose of the Mincha is exclusively Lahatir, and Lahatir requires the new Tfuah. So if you don't have the new Tfuah, you're kind of stuck. Oh, how then will be Matir the, you know what the answer is? Like Bizman Hazeh? No? We don't have Mincha Samar. So what's Matir Shechadash? The Gemara says the following. Miyom Aviachem. If you offer the Mincha Samar, the Mincha is Matir. If you can't offer the Mincha Somer, the Yom is Matir. The Yom is Matir. Like Bisman HaZeh, the Yom is Matir. Oh, so you know what I'll tell you? If they would have old Tfuah, Enoch Inami, don't bring the Mincha Somer from the old Tfuah and the Yom would be Matir. Wow, the Yom would be Matir. What about when it comes to Shtei Alechem? Shtei Alechem, MRM Pinchas. Shtei Alechem has two dinim. One is Mahatir. And one is as part of Karban HaSaregel. Oh, so exactly, Menachos Pei Gimel, that if you don't have the Tefillah Chadasha, so bring last year's Tefillah, Min HaAliyah. And when the Rambam quotes this, pretty incredible, incredible. Maybe the Rambam is based in a Tosefta, and then the Perek Yudah Menachos that only mentions this halacha when it comes to Shtei Alechem. Because in Shtei Alechem, there are two kiyumim, so therefore, it makes sense to offer the Shtei Alechem from last year's Tefillah to salvage the kiyum of Karban HaSaregel, even though it is not ba lahatir. It's not ba lahatir. Wow. And therefore the Rama would say exquisitely, now places that halacha of Yavam in Haliyah only in Peraches when it comes to Shtei Alechem, not when it comes to the case of Mincha Somer. In fact, with this in mind, one could expand just a ha'or of Mincha Somer. The Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Gimel and the Menachas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Zayin raises the following issue. When it comes to Minchas HaOmer, you offer the Omer Etz Matin. And if you don't offer the Omer, the Yom Adiyathe, the Yom is Matin. The Yom is Matin. Good. Minchas Chinuch raises the following Tzarachim. Do you have the same two halachas when it comes to the Shtei Halachim? Fascinating. No? When the Shtei Halachim is brought, so the Shtei Halachim is Matir, the new Tfuah in Mikdash. And if the Shtei Halachim is not brought, whoa, would I say the Yom is Matir? Just like the Yom is Matir, Yom HaVi'achim, when it comes to Minchas HaOmer, would I say that the Yom is Matir when it comes to the Yom Tov Shavuos? That's the Minchas Chinuch Tzarachim. Pretty fascinating. Because there's no real Gemara that addresses that head-on. The Gemara is clear, Minchas HaOmer. I would ask you the following, what's the case? What's the case? So you'll tell me, you know, the case is a little bit far-fetched, you know? Meaning what? For whatever reason, you know what? We forgot to offer the Minchas HaOmer. No. We forgot to offer the Shtei Halachim. That's the case. That really is the case. You know, Bizman Shem Bismikdash Kaim, that's the Minchas HaOmer. We don't have the Minchas HaOmer, the Yom is Matir. Good. What's the case of the Shtei Halachim? The Shtei Halachim is Matir, the new Tefillah and Mikdash. And what if it wasn't brought? What if it wasn't brought? Well, just the detail. What is that? We forgot. We were so involved in Kabbalah Sattva, we forgot to bring the Mincha of the day. The Mincha of the day. So you know what I'll tell you? No. It's not. I'll tell you this. Exactly the Gemara. They didn't have Tefillah Chadasha. They bought Minhaliyah. No one forgot anything. But offering last year's Tefuah is not going to serve as a matir for the Tefuah Chadasha. Oh, so that now the Chakira comes to life. In a case that the Gemara is dealing with, when you don't have new Tefuah, and you have to offer last year's Tefuah, can I offer and suggest that, you know what, but the day of Shavuos is Grimatir, the new Tefuah, when the new Tefuah develops. Whoa, maybe that indeed would be the Nafkamina. That would be a case. That's a fascinating distinction between Minchas HaOmer as opposed to the case of the Shtei Halachim. What is the relationship? The relationship between, you know, one has to be careful, like with Diyukim in the Rambam, you know, a smaller Diyukim, but a small Diyuk, when the Rambam describes when the Shtei Halachim is brought, the Rambam writes on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's good. After all, the Rambam really couldn't mention a date because, you know, Shavuos is determined by the Minchas HaOmer. Okay? When the Rambam tells you in Perek Zayin when it is that the Minchas HaOmer is brought, the Rambam writes, Shisha Asar B'Nisan. Shisha Asar B'Nisan. That, I'll tell you, is a small deal. That's a deal of Rav Zhalti. That the Rambam did not say just simply on the second day of Pesach. The Rambam stresses Shisha Asar B'Nisan. Yeah, I would be hesitant to build a whole shiur on that phrase, but in light of the shiur, that the Minchas HaOmer is not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, and it's not considered to be part of the Karbanos HaRegel, and therefore it's not mentioned in the Parsha, and not mentioned in Musaf, and therefore it goes to the Mishmar HaKavua, and therefore it's only Chadash and not Yashan. Whoa! Now that deal comes to life in the sense that when is it brought? On this date. The fact that that date is the second day of Pesach is absolutely true, but that is not the Mechayim. That really is not the Mechayim. An interesting issue. It's not Muchach, but you know, it's a fascinating deal in the Rishonim, the fact that we do not recite a Brach of Shechianu on Sefirot Zom. And Rishon Rabbah, why not? The Balamor, that's a pretty well-known Balamor, the last Balamor in Maseches Pesachim. That's where the Balamor writes, Shechianu, Sugadach Menvav, Simchas Alev. You can have Simchas Alev when you perform a mitzvah d'araisa. You can have Simchas Alev when you perform a mitzvah d'rabbanan, Kriya Samigilah Nerchanata. But a mitzvah that should be d'araisa, which is only a Zeichel HaMikdash, and that you're going to recite a Shechianu? How can you recite a Shechianu on a Zeichel HaMikdash? On a Zeichel HaMikdash? It has to be replete with Simcha. And that's where the Baal HaMor, right, very profoundly, characterizes Sefirot Zom Bizman HaZeh as a mitzvah sheyesh bo agmas nefesh. It's like a painful experience. that we have to fulfill the mitzvah in this way, as like a zeich l'davar, instead of really fulfilling the mitzvah b'shemus. And clear from the Balamor, clear from the Balamor, that b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, they used to recite a shechiyon. We don't, because it's only a zeich l'mikdash. And that's against many rishonim, who maintain that there was never a brach of shechiyon on Sfiras Omer. Not we don't, but they did. It was never a bracha. Right? Going back a couple of weeks, I mentioned the Shita Rabbi Nerucha, such a chiddush. B'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim, they used to recite two brachas on Sfiras Omer. One on counting days, one on counting weeks. We don't, because counting weeks is only a zeich l'mikdash. Going to Balamor, they used to recite a bracha of shechiyon on Sfiras Omer. We don't, because it's only a zeich l'mikdash. The brachas were different. B'zman shebeis hamikdash kayim. Wow. The Rambam writes, there's no bracha of shechiyon on Sfiras Omer. Even though the Rambam writes Sfiras Omer as manas as a dindar aisa, maybe one could argue that's clearly against the Balamor. Or maybe one could argue, not necessarily. Even the Rambam agrees that the mitzvah b'shleimus of Yom HaVi'achim is when you have the Minchas Omer. And the reason that Sfiras Daraisa b'zman hazeh is because in principle we have the Kedusha, but in practice we don't have the Mikdash. So maybe, you know what? In practice, not having a Mikdash, that's enough to allow us to label the mitzvah as not really a mitzvah b'shleimus sheish bo simcha, no? And maybe the Rambam also could agree with this. Other Rishonim assume that in principle there is a bracha of Shechiyanu, but you know what? You're yotzi with the Shechiyanu. You're yotzi with the Shechiyanu of Yantiv. It's not so uncommon. We'll make a bracha of Shechiyanu on Yantiv, and you know that bracha of Shechiyanu can include at times the Mitzvah Seyom as well. We're saying one Shechiyanu, and that includes not only the Kedusha Sim of Sukkot, but the Mitzvah of Yeshiva Sukkot as well. Well, the Meiri and Rabbi Yerucham both write, the Shechiyanu of Yantif covers Sfiras Omer. What's a fascinating Chiddush is that when you look carefully in the Meiri, carefully in Rabbi Yerucham, the Meiri is from Sachem Dav Zayin. Which Yantif are they talking about? Rabbeinu Yerucham is clear. Rabbeinu Yerucham writes, you know what? We're very patient. We wait. And the coverage of Shechiyanu is the Yantif of Shavuos. The purpose of Sfiras Omer is to be Koveya, the Yantif of Shavuos. Tavdun Esokim Ahar Hazeh. So therefore, if that really is the case, the purpose of the Sfira is goal-oriented to celebrate Shavuos. Whoa, so, you know what? We're going to wait until that experience and then Shechiyanu. Wow, you say Shechiyanu on Shavuos. Rabbeinu Yerucham, have in mind that this covers the Sfiras Omer. Sometimes people get up and announce, no, Kriya Samigila during the day. Have in mind that Shechiyanu covers the Mitzvah Seyom. No? At the Seder. Have in mind the Shechiyanu covers the Mitzvah Salayla. No? So Shavuos. Have in mind the Shechiyanu and Shavuos covers the Sfiras Omer. No? Mefurish and Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Miri Pesachim Dav Zayin. No. It's covered by the Shechiyanu of Pesach. It's covered by the Shechiyanu of Pesach. When you recite Shechiyanu and Kiddush on Pesach, it covers not only the Kedusha Seyom, but Matzah and Marar, and Sipritzi Yis Mitzrayim, and Sfiras Omer as well. Wow, Sfiras Omer as well. Because Sfiras Omer is considered to be Bichlal, the Mitzvah Saregel. That's something which is pretty stunning. No? The Shibul HaNeked writes that, in Siman Reish Lamed Aleph. Well, the Zman of Sfira is dependent on the Kfiyus of Pesach, and therefore, the Shechiyanu of Pesach, right, that's Koveya. Oh, wow. So it's not necessarily a stira. In other words, one could argue, okay, look, everybody agrees that Sfira is dependent on Machras HaShabbos. Machras HaShabbos means Pesach. So if the Zman of Sfira is dependent on the Kfiyas HaPesach, so maybe the Brach on the Kedusha Sayom of the Kfiyas HaPesach covers the Sfira Omer. I would just argue, though, just in terms of, you know, some relationship, the more linked the Sfira is with the Yontif of Pesach, probably the more likely it would be that you're covered by the Shechianu of the end of Pesach. So not impossible, but I would just say, if it really is the case, that you know what, that Minchas Somer, Sfiras Somer, is something which is an independent kiyum, not mentioned in the Parsha, and not mentioned in Tefillah, and Kol HaMishmaros, and Shisha Sar B'Nisan, and only to be Chadash, not Yashan. You know what? Maybe the next step would be, and therefore, there should be an independent Shechianu, not just simply the reliance on the Shechianu of Pesach, of Pesach. And maybe therefore other reasons indeed, why we don't go ahead and do so. But that's a fascinating difference between like the cases that you find of the Minchas HaRegel, Karbanos HaRegel, Minchas Omer, as opposed to that of the Shtei Halechem. I mentioned just quickly that, you know, we have several parshiyos of Yantif. Emor, Pinchas, Re'ei. So Emor dealings with holistically with the Mitzvah HaRegel. And Pinchas, Karbanos HaRegel. Re'ei, Chiyuv of Alil HaRegel, Re'iya, Simcha, Birchas, Birchas Modecha. I'll tell you a fascinating parallel, that when you look at the structure of Tfilas Musa, so of course you have the first Nirbachos, the last Nirbachos, and then you have, the essence of the Kedusha Sayom. You know, that's divided into three parts, no? Vatitein Lanu, and Vipnei Chateinu, and Vasiyenu. Well, what's amazing when you look is that that parallels Emor Pinchas and Re'eh. Vatiten Lanu is where we mention the Kedusha Sim of Yantif. And what is it that we stress about the Yantif? Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh. Mikra Kodesh is a reference to Parshas Emor. Parshas Emor. Obviously, with Nechateinu, right, that is the part of Shemoneh Esrei of Karbanos HaRegel. And what do we include in Bnei Chateinu? Those karbanos that are found in Parshas Pinchas. And for example, not the Minchas Omer, even though it's in Re'ei. Oh. And what about the Vahasienu? Vahasienu is Birchas Modecha. Ish Kamat Nos Yado. Kibrechas Hashem Lokecha. Where's that pasuk? That's Parshas Re'ei. No? Vahasienu corresponds to Parshas Re'ei. And here I'll tell you the following. The following just, I think it's a stunning observation. There's a difference. Now, when it comes to Parshas Emor, we mention each and every yantav separately. Each and every yantav separately. Vatita Emonu, Esyom, were very, very granular. And Mikra Kodesh, Sirchatzias Mitzrayim. When it comes to Bnei Chataenu, we mention every carbon separately. No? That's what Bnei Chataenu is. We're Mefarit, the Karbanos HaRegel. Very, very different when it comes to Vahasienu. Vahasienu, we speak very generally about the Birchas Modecha. The Birchas Modecha. And here I would tell you, even like a punchline, the Torah to me was very bothered by this. No? But the punchline. And what is the Birchas Modecha? Mekadesh Yisrael Vahazmani. We don't specifically reference the particular yantif at all. Vahazmanim. You know what I would tell you? I would tell you this is exquisitely meduyak in the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvos. We just discussed this now, like very recently. The Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvos an essay of Melach HaYantif, Shabbosam, and the Rambam has a little essay of Komlecha Sabarolos Asim. No? Clear. The subjects that we're learning. No? In essay do chalos essay to say. Yantif is alive and then an essay. No? Beit Zadav Ches. Good? How many mitzvahs would that include? There's an essay of Yantif. There's a los essay of Yantif. How many mitzvahs? You know what? Well, when it comes to the mitzvahs essay, the Rambam has a separate mitzvahs essay for every part of Yantif. Every part of Yantif. There's an essay for the first days of Pesach, an essay for the last days of Pesach, first days of Sukkot, last days of Sukkot, an essay of Shavuos, an essay of Rosh Hashanah, an essay of Yom Kippur. Whoa, that's incredible, no? The Rambam has seven mitzvot to say. The Rambam begins with Kuf Nun Tes, first days of Pesach, and the Rambam counts a separate mitzvah for every Yom Tov. That's pretty incredible, no? When it comes to the Yisrael Osaseh and Sefer Mitzvahs, guess what? The Ram has a separate law for every part of Yom Tov. From Shin Chav Gimel to Shin Chav Tes, every Yom Tov is separate. Every Yom Tov is separate. What would you say about Karbanos HaRegel? Well, of course, every Yom Tov has different Karbanos. Every Yom Tov is separate. That's true. Now the Ram is Sefer Mitzvahs. When the Rambam mentions the Karbanos HaRegel, take a look at Sefer Mitzvahs, beginning with Mem Aleph to Nun Aleph, a separate mitzvah for every Yom Tov. That's great. What would you say about Aliyah LaRegel? What would you say about V'samachta B'chagecha? So guess what? In Sefer Mitzvahs, Mitzvah Nun Gimel, one mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel. Wow. There's a mitzvah Aliyah LaRegel, Shalosh Pan Bashan. One mitzvah of Aliyah LaRegel three times a year. You know what the next mitzvah is? One mitzvah, Nun Daled, V'samachta B'chagecha. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov to rejoice three times a year. Wow, that's like fascinating, no? When it comes to the essay, when it comes to Los Essay, when it comes to Karbanos HaRegel, the Rambam has a separate mitzvah, a separate law for each and every one, but not true when it comes to Aliyah LaRegel and Simcha. You know what I'll tell you the answer is? Yes, the Rambam, what in the world? You know what the Rambam would tell you? What in the world? Just look in a Chumash. Look in a Chumash. In Parshas Emor, there's a separate essay and a law for each and every Yom Tov. In Parshas Pinchas, there's a separate pasuk for each and every Karban. And in Parshas Re'eh, the Birchas Modecha, there's a single pasuk, Shalosh Paim Bashan Yalko Zachorcha. There aren't three different mitzvahs of Aliyah LaRegel. There's one mitzvah, Shalosh Paim Bashan. When it comes to the mitzvah of Simcha, V'samachta B'chagecha, wow, there's one mitzvah, Lismoach B'Ragalim. And there are three different, Yom Tovim. What the Rambam has in Sefer Mitzvahs is incredibly, incredibly meduyah, based on the way the Torah presents the Yom Tov. And I'll tell you the same thing as true when it comes to tefillah. There's like an incredible kash in Teretz, but it can't be. But that was the chiddush, the suggestion of the Torah Tehillah. Rosh described that he heard this, and he was very upset, that the suggestion was that Mekadesh Yisrael v'azmanim means Mekadesh Yisrael and fill in the Zman. And fill in the Zman. Why, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we say Mekadesh Yisrael Yom Zikaron, Yom Kippur, Mekadesh Yom Kippurim. And on Pesach Shavuot Sukkot, we don't do that. So the Torah team has suggested that on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, everybody had a machzor. So if they had a dedicated machzor, the blanks were filled in. But okay, today, you buy your kala, so many machzorim, no? Yeah. Years ago, no? Machzor, people used to sit there, no? So what's it says, Mekadesh Yisrael, and Vazmanim means fill an appropriate Zman. Torah Tzmi suggested that. And Rosh Levitcher pointed out, obviously not. No, that's, I'm shaking this, it's like, no, why is that true? Because when it comes to the Birchas Moadecha, which is the Bracha V'Asiyenu, which is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim, there is a single Birchas Moadecha for Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. And Parshas Re doesn't include Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't include Yom Kippur. The Birchas Moadecha are the Shalosh Regalim. So therefore, Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim is the exquisite Nusach for the Birchas Moadecha, which is V'Hasiyenu, where we quote the Psukim in Parshas Re. Mashen came when it comes to the Karbanos HaRegel, when it comes to the Malacha, Esei Los Asei, there's a Pirut. And that's exactly that term. That's a pretty important Chiddush. Now, if you take a look in the Shari Ephraim, the Berech Lakotzis and Kuflam and Zayin, what happens if you're laning, in the course of laning on Yantif, you know, we describe every Yantif, and let's say there's a mistake in the Pasuk that is not about this Yantif. You're laning on Pesach, and you know what? Something was missed, but it wasn't about Pesach. It was about the Yom Tov Shavuos, you know? So there, the Shari Ephraim was quoted by the Bir Halacha that you don't mention Pesach on Pesach. That's a real problem, you know? You don't mention Shavuos on Pesach. Maybe that's a less significant problem. Ad kedei kach, maybe b'dievet one is yotzei. But Soveitchik pointed out, you know what? No. The Birchas Modecha of the Tefillah of the Kriyas HaTorah is Sidrachas. It's one unit of the Shalosh cannot be. Maybe, if you wanted to agree with that Shal Ephraim, maybe you could raise an issue. It's Pesach, Shur, Sukkot, and a person forgot to mention Rosh Hashanah. Because Rosh Hashanah is a class by itself, which is not part of the Birchas Modeach and Alila Regel. Maybe yes, but not when it comes to Shalosh Regalim. And that's incredible Madiyuk, the Nusach HaTfilah. And it follows the Seder Parashiyot. The three different stages of Shemoneh Esrei, of Patiten Lanu, Mipnei Chatena Vasiyenu, following Emor, Pinchas, and Rei, and the way Yontif is presented, each of those parashiyos is the way Chazal or Koveya in the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei itself. So it's fascinating. You have to see what is mentioned in the parasha, what's not mentioned in the parasha. One is the Kalam Prat, and the other, for example, that detail, Shtei Alechem, Minchas HaOmer, and perhaps that fundamental distinction based on the contrast of Parshas Emor and Parshas Pinchas.
Yeah, like this. Oh, you put it back.